Did you know that you can live a life that's even better than the highest rank your company has to offer? My name is Emily Gibson. I'm a master network marketer and a certified life coach. There is more beyond the rank. And if you're willing to go with me, I can show you how. Let's go. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I went on the yacht last week and it was literally the best week of my whole entire life. I want to go back. I just want to sell my house and go live on a yacht. Actually, I wouldn't sell my house. I would rent it out and I would make it pay for other parts of my life because I'm such a diehard real estate investor that it takes a lot for me to get rid of a property. And really, I still want to live my life. I still want to be here. I love my house. I'm so grateful. But man, it was so fun to be on a yacht and have someone take care of me and make me food all day and ask me if I need anything and tell me I'm gorgeous. Every time I walk out of my cabin, it was just the greatest ever. So 10 out of 10 recommend going on a private super yacht someday in your life. And I had some amazing ideas that came to me while I was on the yacht that may provide that opportunity for you sooner than you think. So stay tuned because it was just a trip of a lifetime. Loved the service, loved the opportunity to be among super yachts and other millionaires and some billionaires. And as I was riding and driving my jet ski in between all of these super yachts, there were like 15 of them that were parked at every single anchorage that we docked. Well, we didn't dock. We dropped anchor at all these different things, like at Hyburn Key and Staniel Key and all the other ones that I'm forgetting. There were four of them. Went to four different places in 4 days. And they would travel while we slept. So you would wake up in a new anchorage and you'd come out and you'd be like, yep, same ocean. Different fun things to take the Tinder to. The Tinder is just the little boat that they have off the back. And it was truly like, if I'm a huge fan of the Below Deck show, I've been watching it now for probably 3-4 years. And my sister was actually a third stew on a super yacht back before the pandemic. She did that for a little while. And so I've just always been in love with this experience. And so when I had the opportunity to earn it through my company, I was like, I'm in, I'm doing whatever it takes. And then the yacht that I was supposed to go on, the engine caught fire. And so it got rescheduled. And it was just such a fiery furnace of developing me as a human being and the person that I am today. And it was just so much fun. But while we were there, we would take the jet skis out and we would, you know, drive all around all these super yachts with all these different guests on them. And at one point, I stopped my jet ski and I was jet skiing with my sister-in-law and she was off somewhere else jet skiing pretty close by, but far enough that we couldn't like say hi or whatever. I could see her off in the distance and we were together, but we were not side by side, not close enough to like do anything other than be alone with myself in the ocean and being there. And so I turned off the jet ski and I just sat there and I just let myself float. And I want you to imagine I'm literally on a jet ski floating in the Caribbean, and there are 15 super yachts all around me. And I've just like gone through and gone all around them. And, you know, they're just all anchored in different places. And so you can take your jet skis between them and everyone's far enough apart that you're kind of doing your own thing, but you're not really on top of each other, but you're like, oh, another super yacht over there. Oh, hey, hi, I'm in a super yacht too. Like, it's just, it's so fun. I couldn't stop singing the song in my head, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, because I grew up watching that show. And then I'm actually living in that show. And I just, I love this so much. And so anyway, I'm sitting there and I turn my jet ski off and I look around and I just wanted to soak in the moment. And the only thing I could continue thinking about was, network marketing does this. Network marketing does this. And that is such an amazing opportunity that we all have. even if you're, let's just say that your company doesn't have a way for you to earn that. Let's say that, and by the way, I can show you how to talk to your founders, your presidents, your CEOs, and we can pitch the idea to them so that you can have a way to earn this, no matter what company you're in. Or I can show you how to make so much money in your network marketing business that you can afford to charter your own super yacht for yourself. And so anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm just thinking, like, network marketing does this. Like, that's what this does. I bet there's not another network marketer here, right, amongst all these super yachts. There's probably not any other people like me here, but network marketing got me here and it can get you there too. So anyway, just wanted to share that moment because it was just like a very transformative moment for me where I sat there just thinking about how grateful I am for network marketing and the network marketing industry and how I said yes to that. And I just figured out how to do it. And I'm cutting all those, I'm making all these shortcuts for you so that it doesn't have to be as hard for you as it was for me, because I'm here to help you go faster. I'm here to help you fix that within yourself and help you learn how to do it better. And so I want to talk to you today about a little thing. I have a note on my phone I wanted to share with you. Oh, by the way, so big fan of Below the Deck, right? I forgot my thought. So on the yacht, we had all these amazing experiences. Like, I felt like we were actually living in the show. It is literally just like the show, except for the crew is way more professional. And the crew, they had a lot of the same friends. Like, a lot of their friends were on the show. They knew people from the show. So they were telling us, oh yeah, this is how you get on the show. If you want to do the show, they give you a huge discount for going on the show. It cuts the price down significantly. So you can do it for almost half cost. And then this is what they said, but I'm like, did I hear that right? I don't know. They said that if you go on the show, that you have to give the tip, but you get the tip back and the tip is all made up. And I was like, what? There's always drama around the tip. And like, the tip meeting is always like the big piece of the show. If you've never seen the show, it's on Bravo, and there's all different ones. There's Below Deck, just the regular one. I like Below Deck Mediterranean, but they have all these different ones. Like, I saw there's one that's like Tahiti. There's one all over the place. And I will say that my favorite part of the show is when the guests are on charter. I don't like it when the charter's over and they go party. I'm just like, ugh, this is so boring. All they do is get drunk and then they get angry and they yell at each other and they do inappropriate things. And that's not my favorite part. So if you watch the show and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Emily Gibson like recommended this show. First of all, just know I'm a reality TV junkie. But second of all, I fast forward through a lot of that stuff because it's just like, for my 41-year-old brain, I'm like, ugh, this is so boring. This is like very like college party, and I'm just not entertained by that anymore. So I love to watch the show itself. Anyway, when the guests are on charter. And so we had everything that would happen on the show. We had all these Below Deck in real life moments. Like, there was the boat romance. One of the chief stews and the deck hands, they've been together for like 5 years. They're so adorable. I love them. I love them so much. And of course, I just gave my whole heart to these people and feel like I left with friends and family just because I just adored them so much and they served us so well and they just created this amazing experience for us. But so there was a boat romance, just like the show. Right when I got on the jet ski, I told my sister-in-law, I was like, film me. 4 seconds later, I crashed into Michelle on her jet ski. And the captain, I couldn't even like look at him, but Michelle was like, he just looked up and was like, just shaking his head with a straight line, like, don't do that. So, but no damage was done. I didn't ruin a jet ski. There's a new scrape on it, but I just left my mark behind so they would never forget me. It was totally fine. I apologize and it was okay. But anyway, so we had that. So boat romance, crashing of the jet ski, guest crashes the jet ski. That's me. Our chief stew's name was Kate, which Kate is always my favorite chief stew on the show. We had themed breakfast, lunches, and dinners. We had the hot tub on deck, although nothing risky happened in the hot tub, unlike the show. We had they made us mocktails all day long. I have never had someone go to such an effort to make me feel included in an experience, because you know, most people, when they go on yachts, they're drinking. Well, we don't drink alcohol. I haven't had alcohol since I was 19 years old. And so it's always kind of like a wah, wah, wah for us when we go to events, because nobody really makes anything fun for the non-drinkers other than like, oh, here's a Coke, here's a Dr. Pepper, here's a soda. Be happy with that, right? But every single day they would make us like 2 to 3 different mocktails. There was always a mocktail of the day. And it was just all these fun things that they did with drinks, right down to edible glitter that you would stir in your cup and it would just look like swirls. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. If you missed my trip, you can go watch it over on Instagram, Emily Gibson and Co. And I made a highlight reel, Yacht 1, 2, 3, and 4. And so you can watch the whole trip there. I saved everything to my highlights, including all the posts and everything. So you can catch up real quick. Anyway, we had all these mocktails right down to Italian night. They made us faux wine and they made it just out of cranberry juice, but it was just so sweet. And it just made me feel like, okay, they really see us. Right. So anyway, and then there was something else that happened, which I promised Kate I would not talk about. So I'll just keep that to myself, but it was just a very below deck moment. And it required me to get on the back of a jet ski with a deckhand. And we went racing out into the ocean. And the rest you'll only hear about if you are inside of the paid Beyond the Rink community, because I felt safe talking about it there. But I promised Kate I will never share the very below deck real moment. Then the next thing that happened was we were going down the slide and the captain was not on the yacht. He was back taking care of some of the things at the beach party that we had had. And so we told the deckhand, one of the deckhands, Dion, we had him go down the slide with us and he was getting out of the boat he was getting back onto the boat. And he was like, don't tell the captain. And I was like, oh, you're not supposed to be doing this with us. And he was like, oh no, it's encouraged. And I was like, okay. So I thought he was kidding. Anyway, it turns out he got in big trouble for going down the slide with us and hanging out with the guests. And so the captain was like chewing him out and like, you know, like off to the side, but we could like tell he was getting in trouble. So we just had like all the different things that happened on the show we got to experience. And it was just so amazing. So amazing. I just want to take my family back and I might on that specific boat with that crew. I just loved them so much. They were just incredible. So anyway, now what I'm going to teach you today, other than hopefully I've inspired you to go have a trip like this for yourselves. But I want to talk to you today about something that I see network marketers do. And it was a mistake that I made when I was building my downline of 20,000. And I want you to make sure that you have awareness that you're doing this, most likely, and how to change it so that you can actually have greater impact in your marketing. Because one of the biggest things, one of the biggest mistakes that I see network marketers do, not in the beginning, they don't do it in the beginning. This is something that is taught within the culture of network marketing, and there's different company cultures, but pretty much I've never seen a company that doesn't have a culture of this in some way or another. Okay. So it knows no bounds. It goes all across all different companies, all different products, all different services. And I see this happening with both men and women, but I'm going to focus on the women today. And what it is your biggest mistake. And again, you don't do this when you start. When you first post about your business and you have no friends in network marketing except for the one person that you're ordering under, right? You post authentically as you. And you make your post and you start getting people that are wanting to buy your products, and you start hitting your ranks and making your money and earning your things and, you know, going for it. And as you then start friending people in your company and you watch them post and they start liking and commenting on your posts, this mysterious thing happens. You change the way you post and it's hurting your business. And I want to show you what it is that you're doing that's hurting your business so that you can stop doing it and start going back to your roots so that you can have better marketing that not only attracts more qualified buyers, but converts them to business builders faster. Because what happens in the network marketing culture is, once we start friending each other and we see how each other post and we get positive positive feedback from our post, right? We're like, oh yeah, we're like supporting each other. We're like liking and commenting. Oh my gosh, girl. Oh my gosh, yes, I love your stuff too. Changed my life forever. Oh, hey, yeah. I wish I would have known that, but I know now. Oh, this is the best ever, right? Like, it's this amazing supportive community that is so special about network marketing. But what happens is when you start to immerse yourself in this culture and you friend more people in your company and you watch them post more and you watch them post on your stuff more, what starts happening, I see this happening, is you start posting for the girls in your company. You start posting for their praise. You start posting for their comments and their likes. And I see this especially in the upper ranks of the company. Those of you that are top earners in your company, you're making six figures. You're in the top 3, 2, 1 ranks. You are the top 15. You are the top 1%. I see you do this more than the lower ranks. This is a bigger thing that happens in those upper ranks because a lot of you are developing relationships, earning these trips together. So then you're becoming even closer friends and it becomes even more immersive. And you lose connection with the way that you market sometimes. Some of you are going to be like, no, that's not true. This is attraction marketing. Yes, and if you want to attract people like you before you became a network marketer, you're doing it wrong. You're messing it up. You're doing the wrong thing. You're literally missing the point by winning the MLM prom queen contest. And I was you. And when you look at it from outside, I'm telling you, you are repelling some of your very best business builders because you're posting for the people that are in the club. And it's so fun. You feel such connection. And these are like becoming your best friends fast. But if you're posting for their praise, you're missing out and you're appearing exclusive and as if you can't sit with us and you can't see it when you're in it. So you can argue with me all you want, but you're wrong. And I promise that if you will post, if you will go back to posting with the version of you in mind, if you can be humble enough right in this moment right now, if you can put your ego aside and you can put all your success aside, because here's the thing that happens when you are super, super successful at network marketing. You have so much success. Your company puts you on such a pedestal that you can do no wrong and you know it. And you have all of this evidence that's given you all of this confidence. So it's really easy for you to say, yeah. And the way I post is what's made me so successful, but it's not true. It's not what made you so successful. It was the way that you posted on the way to success before that cultural thing in network marketing that's so amazing and I love it so much, before it changed the way that you post because you started posting for the women in your company. It's the version of you along the way to that that built that success for you. And it's not going to ruin your business posting for the girls in your company. It's going to make tighter bonds with them. It's going to help you feel more confident. So this is sort of like a double-edged sword. And some of you are going to miss what I'm saying altogether. You're going to be like, nope, she's wrong. And that's okay. But I'm telling you, I'm on the other side of it now. And I can see it so much more clearly. And you're missing the mark on your marketing when you do this. And so I'm not asking you to back all the way off. What I'm asking you to do is I'm going to invite you to do an exercise. Mostly on the podcast, I'm like, okay, here's this, go do this. I'm going to invite you to do a reflective exercise. You can take it or leave it. And if you take it, I guarantee that you are going to attract more qualified leads and more qualified business builders to your business faster because you're going to connect quicker with the version of you that was not a network marketer yet, which is where most of your business builders are going to come from. The majority of your team is going to be built from people who accidentally fall into the business. Of course, as you build your career and you expand your network, maybe you come to our Beyond the Rank events and you start networking with people in over 20 different network marketing companies. A lot of our clients now tell us that they found other customers by coming to our events, by being in our community, by being in our Slack channel. They already are surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of people that already love network marketing. They love the products. They want to stay with their company, but they also want to buy your stuff and support you, and you want to buy their stuff. And so it's been really fun to like see you all, like you swap products and support each other and get it, you know? Anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? So you will be able to find more qualified leads by going back to your roots, by posting the way you used to post for people that weren't network marketers already. And we don't have to turn it off all the way. I just want you to tone it down a little bit, especially those of you that are at the very top of your company, because you do this more than anyone else. And I did too. And so I see it. I get it. I see you. And you're going to attract more people that are more like you before you started, if you stop posting to be the MLM prom queen. This is going to hurt some feelings right here. I know it. And if you can be humble enough to do this, it's going to make you so much more money. And that's why I'm talking about it, because nobody else is going to talk about it, because most people don't get it because they've never actually done it. Right? So the way that I want you to reconnect back to yourself is, first of all, you have to post for the person who you used to be before you became a network marketer, alone with a problem that needed fixing. So the best way to do this is for you, again, if you can put your pride aside, if you can put your ego aside, I love you. If you can put that aside, then what you're going to do is you're going to get a paper here, and you're going to grab your pen and you're going to say to yourself, what did I used to think before I started network marketing? And you're going to write it down. So for me, I would think I could never do that. That's probably not going to work. I don't do things like that. And I just wish that I could fit into my favorite jeans again. Even though I would never have admitted that when I started, I would just tell you, I just need more energy. And my anxiety was just so overwhelming. And I just wish that that could go away. I just wish that my anxiety could go away. And so these are all the things I want you to write down your version of this, all the things that you remember thinking right before you joined, then right before you ordered your products. I want you to go back and write down all the things that you used to think right before you started doing the business. My thoughts were, gosh, I'm not a nurse. No one's going to listen to me. Too bad. I could never do that. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to get 20 people to order one time, let alone order multiple times for multiple months in a row and get people to do a business. Everyone's just telling me they can't afford it, right? So write down that version of you that you were before you figured this network marketing thing out, before you were sold on it. We got to write down all those things. And then every time that you post, I want you posting with their problems in mind, not to strengthen the sisterhood of your MLM culture. And you can have the culture, and it's beautiful and it's amazing. And it's one of my all-time favorite things about my network marketing experience. But if you keep posting to be the MLM prom queen contest winner, you're missing out on the best business builders that are in your ecosphere. If this landed for you, I would love to hear from you. I would love to get a message from you, a DM on Instagram, on Facebook. Send us an email at theteam@emilygibsoncoaching.com. If you have questions and you're like, Emily, I wish you would talk about this. Emily, I wish you would talk about this issue that nobody else is willing to talk about. I would love to hear from you. So either send us an email, send me a DM on social media. I would love to hear from you. And I hope that this added value to your life today. Have an amazing day. And remember, post for the person you were before you became a network marketer. Post for that girl. Be who that girl needs you to be, not the girl that needs to fit in to the network marketing culture, which is so amazing. I love it so much. And I want it to keep doing its thing because it's one of the best and worst parts of network marketing. If you know, you know. Post for the person who was you, alone with a problem that needs fixing. Speak to those problems, speak to those issues, and I promise you'll connect faster and you'll get more quality leads of people who have a problem that needs to be solved, who stumble upon this and then realize, just like you did, how this is not what they thought it was, and it lands them on a super yacht one day too. Have an amazing day. All right, you guys, bye now.
Who is your life coach? If you don't have one, I would be so honored to be your coach. I've created a virtual program called Beyond the Rank that I want to invite you to join me in. We can address challenges, we can work on goals, and we can do it in so many different ways. We have group coaching, individual private coaching, and hundreds of hours of online courses and content that I'm creating just for you. When you're ready to take what you're learning on the podcast to the 10X level, then come check out Beyond the Rank at emilygibsoncoaching.com.